all about the pantinas, baby.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Actually, Ken Colburn is on a jet plane.
Yeah.
He's leaving on a jet plane.
Don't know. What is it? When?
I'll be back again. Yeah, that's bad singing. Anyway, it is the Computer Corner. We are not singers. We are not talented in most way, except that we're here to answer your technology questions, your computer questions. We take those questions, those calls, that what's going on with my computer, the problems you're having, whatever's ailing you. We take that stuff at several different places. First, the phone number, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Or, if you're a little bit shy or you're getting a busy signal there, you can check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the Computer Corner section or the radio show section, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. When you get there, you look for links on the right-hand side that say ask a question or make a suggestion. You can do those things right there, and we get those things live here on the air, like Paula, who asked, you talked about doing an autorespond in a newsletter recently. I searched for a way I could check my email when I'm out of state on vacation. I know I can check Hotmail, but I'd like to check my Cox.com, she says. I think she means Cox.net email. And how could I do something like that? Well, Paula, if you're listening, or for anybody out there who has a Cox.net address, that'd be anybody who has a cable modem in their house using the Cox high-speed internet service, you can go to their website at support.cox.net. And on that page, there's a webmail link you can click on and log in with your regular username and password, and you can check your Cox.net email when you're on the road. You can do that if you're at your office or you're on vacation. Anywhere you have internet access, just go to support.cox.net. Look for the webmail link, click it, put in your username, your password, and there you go. So, Paula, there you go. See, we answer questions like that right there if you ask that question or make that suggestion at a website.
You know what? I got a question for you. Where can you get webmail for Quest.net?
Probably at Quest website if they have the availability of that, or...
Yeah, because I can't figure it out.
Well, you know, there's also another little trick that a lot of people don't know. Let's say, forget who your ISP is, forget anything about who it is. If they have their own webmail, great, and you can call your ISP and ask them. They'll be able to give you the information on how to get that if they have it available. But if they don't, you can always sign up for something like a Yahoo account. And those are free accounts. You go to yahoo.com and you sign up and you can check your Yahoo mail. Well, what good does that do, you ask? The answer,
I say.
You can actually set up Yahoo to check other mailboxes besides just the Yahoo mail.
Wow, you're so smart.
If you know the mail server, the username and the password, which if you look in your account settings for whatever program you're currently using, like Outlook Express or Outlook, for the mail profile you're talking about, does that all make sense?
Yeah.
If you look in those settings, you're going to be able to find those three pieces of information, or at least two of them, the mail server and the username, your password, hopefully you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and at Yahoo's site, you can add extra email accounts where you can have it check other places. So you can have it check your work mail or your other
anywhere
address. And so that's another effective tool to allow web mail. The other final thing you could do is a lot of ISPs and places can set up automatic forwarders where they can take and either forward a copy or forward without a copy all of your mail for a period of time to a different address. So you could sign up for a Yahoo or a Hotmail or some kind of address, have all your regular mail forwarded from whatever your regular account is to that address, and then be able to check that while you're gone. Kind of like call forwarding on a telephone.
Okay.
And you can have that turned on and turned off. Sometimes it's within an interface you can do on the web. Sometimes you have to call the ISP and have them do that. Or worst case, if you had an always-on connection at home or at your office, you could set something up to forward everything using like a message rule. So a bunch of different options depending on what you got going on. Again, check first with your ISP, or if you're in a big business environment with people who support the network, they probably can tell you whether there is a webmail option. Check with, if those things don't apply, see if you can add such a thing at like a free mail account like a Yahoo or a Hotmail. And then third, if none of those things work, see if you can have mail forwarded temporarily to some address that you can check via the web.
Well, I will try all of those things.
All of them?
Hopefully
until one of those
find
works.
One that works. And
right.
Then I'm accessing my web.
But we're not going to just help Michael with her questions today.
Yeah.
We're going to help you with yours at 602-277-5827. We've got actually a topic as we try to come in tow with each week.
Yes.
And this week we're talking about ordering food online.
lots of different things about ordering. You know, you can order groceries online and deliver them to your house.
You can do two different things. You can order online and they'll put them all in a shopping cart, and somebody will do the actual walking through the aisles and pulling everything and put them in bags and have them sitting waiting, and you can go pick them up. Or you can order and actually have it delivered right to your door. Yeah. Somebody brings it all in and does everything but put it away for you.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you can do that with a number of places. We're going to talk about later on one of the local grocery stores you can do that with. You can also do that with a couple of the large warehouse clubs out there, like Sam's Club, Costco. They have something called Click and Pull, where you can order and then go down there and pick it up, and it's all waiting for you.
Order pizza online, too.
You order pizza online, it'll come delivered right to you, or for pickup, and there's all kinds of places you can do that. We'll talk about those a little bit later on. And again, your calls, your questions, your thoughts, whatever it is, if it's ordering food online, if it's how do I get some Mexican bananas from the grocery store delivered right to me, we can answer that. If it's what happened, my hard drive, it's out of space, what do I do? Yeah. I got a virus, I'm getting pop-ups. Whatever it is, we can help. What's ailing you? 602-277-5827. Check out the resources online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and see the things we're talking about in there. You can ask a question or make a suggestion, and we'll possibly get that stuff on the air here as well. For the next hour and 40 minutes, you've got Brandon Disney, Mike Cal Valdivia, C.Cab answering your calls. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR, The Computer Corner, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, on to your calls and questions. 602-277-5827. It's The Computer Corner. Back after this.